Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav. We will begin on Daf Kuf Nun Hey Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Tanya Kavosei, the Rabbi Yehuda. We spoke about Hamra and Halata in the previous shir. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavosei, the Rabbi Yehuda, Eza Hamra of Eza Halata. What is Hamra and what is Halata? Hamra, Mabitza, Hamra means that you bring the animal to its knees, Upaikis is Pia, and open its mouth so it can't close it, and then machilas kashin mayim basachas, and then you feed it water and food at the same time. Haloyata means machila muumad. You feed the animal when it's standing, or mashkim muumad, and serves the food and give the water while it's standing. You don't force feed it. V'naisnin kashinin v'fnei atzmam, and you give the kashinim the food by itself, or mayim b'fnei atzmam, and the water by itself. So the Mishnah said, malhaktim l'tanegoilim, you could put food down the throat of chickens, and you could put water into their bran, but you may not need the bran and the food together at the same time. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Marisa kamei demar, I said when I was learning yeshiva, masnisin mani, who's the tan of our Mishnah who holds that we could pour water into bran, and pouring the water into the bran is not considered doing gibul, is not considered as if you're needing it. Vamali, and he told me, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, as it was taught in the Braisa, Echad Noisim Nesakemach, if one puts in the flour, Vechad Noisim Notoichai Mayim, and then the second person puts in water, Chayiv, he's Chayiv, for the melacha of Lush, according to Rebbe. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion is, unless you actually need the ingredients together, according to him, it's not considered that you did the melacha of Lush. So according to Rebbe, even just putting the ingredients separately is Lush. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, enechad shiyagabel. And if you didn't need it together, which is the case of our Mishnah, where it wasn't mixed together, therefore the halacha is, according to its mutter, and that's the opinion that's of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, that you're not chayiv until you actually are megabel. And Dagli Tal explains that the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda, of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, is really an understanding what is the malacha of Lisha. One, because there are two parts of Lisha. One part of Lisha is mixing flour and water, and the other part of Lisha is combining separate pieces into one. So according to Rebbe, the chiyuv for Lisha is you over as soon as you put the flour and water together, even if you didn't mix them together and cause them to become one entity. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're not chayiv until you actually make them into one entity. And here, just putting flour and water is not considered you made it into one entity. Dilma, says the Gemara, who says that our Mishnah maybe doesn't even follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. For Atkan lekom Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hasam, by flour, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda held, el bakemach, flour which can be kneaded together, so he holds until you actually knead it together, it's not considered losh. The bagibahu, because it's something that could be kneaded and formed into a dough. Avamursan, our Mishnah, which is speaking about bran, the la bagibahu, which is not something which is kneaded. I feel Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Moida, that it will be, you by simply adding water, yechayiv for the malacha of losh. So asked it for that if that's going to be the case, the original question of our Mishnah, of our Gemara, comes back. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? So explains the Ritva, that's exactly what the Gemara meant to ask. You're trying to attribute that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I'm saying that it won't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda either. And therefore, we're going to have a difficulty who indeed is the Tana of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Lo Sakadatach. It's not correct to assume that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that in such a case, just putting water is considered gibel, losh. The Tanya Behedja, it says in the Braisa, Ain nois the mayim lemursin. One may not put water into bran. Divrei Rebbe. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, he says explicitly, nois the mayim lemursin. We may put water into bran. So what do we see? That according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is no iser on something which is not needable. Not only is there no iser, there's no iser losh under any circumstances. And Ritva says that it could be that even Rebbe would agree that such a maisa, if it's by mursin, it's not an iser deraisa, it's only iser derabbanan. Tan rabbanan. So says the Gemara, the Braisa taught us, ain't goivin us a kli. We can't need toasted grain flour with water on Shabbos, v'yesh oimrim goivlim, and some say we may. Says the Gemara, man yesh oimrim, who's the man, the Omer, that says that we may? Omer Rav Chisda, says the Gemara, says Rav Chisda, Rav Yossi Bar Yehudahi. It's because since we see, as we've been explaining, that Rav Yossi Bar Yehudah's opinion is that the malacha of losh only is, you're only over it when you make it into a dough. And according to Rabbi Yossi, something which is not needable, something which can't be made into a dough, you're not chayiv ever. So therefore, you won't be chayiv losh medaraisa by kli. But in order to avoid being over an issa derabbanan, says the Gemara, you should do a shinui. V'hani mili heichud mishani. The halacha is, you should do, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you should do a shinui. Heichim mishani. Ask the Gemara, how do you do a shinui for Rabbi Yossi? Arav Chizda, al yad a yad. He should just do a little at a time. Just by doing a little at a time, that's considered a shinui. It seems from the Rishonim that you not only should you do a little at a time, but you should also mix it not in the normal fashion. So, lahalocha, we have here machloikus. According to Rebbe, whenever you put water into flour, you chayiv falosh. According to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, you're not chayiv until you actually mix them together. And that's only by something which is made into a dough. But something which is not made into dough, the way we learned, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you'll need something which is not going to be made into, which can't be made into a regular dough, you'll never be chayiv midaraisa. So, ask the Ramban, we're saying that you're allowed to mix flour that's roasted with a shinui, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So our Mishnah said, we said that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to mix them together. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you could do gibul as long as you do it with a shinui. So he says, interesting teretz. Actually, on the mursin of our Mishnah, like we just explained, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you could really do, there's never gibul. But you have to do it with a shinui. So by a human being, by food that humans eat, there's a normal way of mixing, and then anything else is a shinui. But when we're feeding chickens, as is the case of our Mishnah, there is no way of doing it with a shinui. And because they don't care how it's mixed, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the only advice we could give you in our Mishnah is doing it with just putting the water and the mursin and not mixing it. And now we can answer another question. The question is, Chatzi shir osam min ha-Torah. So why does the Mishnah, why did the Gemara say al yad, you do a little at a time? If you're doing a little at a time, it's still chatzi shir. So if we're going to say that the entire Isser that we're reflecting is only an Isser the Rabbanon, so there we don't say Chatzi Shir is Osman HaTayra. We learned, the Braisa continues, for Shavin, everybody agrees, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Shabaychin as a Shosus B'Shabbos. We could stir, there's a food that they had called Shosus, and that you're allowed to stir it on Shabbos, V'Shoysim Zaysim HaMitzri. Zaysim HaMitzri, even though it was frequently consumed as a refuah, and we discussed many times that you're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. However, where something is also not just consumed for refuah. Apparently, the Zeis Mamitzri was also consumed for regular purposes. There is no for regular food. There is no issue that you're not allowed to take it for a refuah. V'amrit, the Gemara says that you're allowed to stir shesus, but we just said that the Tanakhama holds that ain't goivlum. You're never allowed to mix anything. So how do you allow this? Answers the Gemara lo kasha. Haba ova haba raka. When it's a lisa ova, so that's something that's osur. But when you leave it in a very thin way, when it's liquidy, even the Tanakhama says that that's not considered lisha. However, comments the Gemara, v'hani mili hu d'mashani. It's only permissible if you did it with a shinui. Ask the Gemara, heichem mashani, what is the shinui? Amar Rav Yosef, b'chol noises achoy mitzvach kach noises ashoses. During the week when we make this food, they first put in the vinegar and then they put in the flour. So in Shabbos, we should do it with a shinui. And b'Shabbos noises ashoses, first put in the shoses, v'ach kach noises achoy mitzvach, only afterwards put in the vinegar. Says the Gemara, Levi Bereder of Huna Barchia, Ashkechei L'gavl de Beinoshi. He met the people who did the mixing of the animal food by his father's estate. The Kagov of Asafel El-Turei, they were kneading the bran and the water on Shabbos and feeding it to the animal. Batashbei, so he kicked them. He was upset. Our Mishnah just said, you're not allowed to do so. Asavu Ashkechei, his father met him. Amalei, Hach Amavu de Mich, the father of your mother said in the name of Rav that Mut Umanu, who was that? Rav Yirmi Ba'aba. And he told, and the Gemara says, what did he say in the name of Rav? Goivlim, we can knead it, the loy masafin, but we can't force feed the animal. But if you have a young calf that isn't yet accustomed to feed itself with its own tongue, their aloch is, we could even force feed it. For Hanimili, but all of this is only mutter, hech demeshani, if we do a shinui. And now we can understand why they did it, because they did it with a shinui. Ask the Gemara, hech demeshani, what is the shinui? Omer of Yerim Yerushalmi Mishmei Dabaya, Shasi Ve'erev. You should only steer it up crosswise, not round and round. And Darach HaShulchan points out that when the Gemara says here that you're allowed to do Shasi Ve'erev, not only does the Gemara mean that you have to do it crosswise, not around and around like you normally do, but also says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're only allowed to do it once. That means you're not really mixing it in a very significant way. You're just going back and forth once, and that's it. Amar Yem V'Olam Avit Shapir, says the Gemara, but if you're only going to do it crosswise, especially if you're following the opinion of Darach HaShulchan, that you're only doing it once, so it's not going to get mixed well. It's not going to get really mixed at all. On Rav Yehuda, Menar L'Kli. You have to, you shake the vessel. One pshat I saw is you shake the vessel. The other pshat is you pour it from one vessel to the next. And if you pour it from one vessel to the next, then it's going to get mixed that way. It was written in Ziri's notebook. Amrisa Kadam Rebbe. I said before my Rebbe, Umanu Rav Chiya. Who was his Rebbe Rav Chiya? Mal Gabo. What's the halacha if you let him mix? You need together a thick mixer in Shabbos. Omar, and he said that it's Osir. Mal Lufarik. What's the halacha about transferring food from one animal to another animal? Omar Mutter, it's permitted. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos says that you're allowed to take food from one animal to another animal is a din that we already learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis. If you remember, we discussed their donkeys eat, oxen would eat donkey leftover, but donkey won't eat oxen leftover. So that is not what Rav Chi is coming to teach us, something which is already an explicit Mishnah. So therefore, Tosfos explains that the definition of ma'al ufarik is what we just explained. That even though you're not allowed to mix and stir and make a dough on Shabbos, the halacha is that you could pour it from one vessel to the other vessel, which we just said is a shinui and is mutter. Amar Menashe, chat kami chad. It wants to put one portion of food in front of one animal on Shabbos, it's mutter. Trei kami trei, two portions of food in front of two animals is also shapadami mutter. However, tlasa kamitrei, to put three portions of food in front of two animals is aser, because that's considered a tirchi yisera. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kav afil kabayim, you could put a kav or kabayim in front of an animal. Ulam a kor afil kraim, you could put a kor or two kor in front of an animal on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kosova Pinkasi de Levi, it was written in Levi's notebook, Amrisa Kame Rebbe, I said in front of my Rebbe, who was his Rebbe? Umanu Rebbeinu HaKadosh, Al da Hava Gavon Shasisa Bebovel, they used to mix Shasas and Bovel on Shabbos, Vavitzovach Rebbe, and Rebbe would be upset. Umanu, who was the Rebbe that was upset? Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Says the Gemara, Al da Hava Gavon Shasisa, they used to pray, they used to need the shesisa on Shabbos. V'les the shmile, and he would tell them, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would tell them that it's prohibited. V'les chel b'yad l'meisa. But he didn't have the ability to completely say that it was asur, the Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda taught us that, as we started the shiur today, putting that by something which is not meant to mix, the halacha is that there is no issa deraisa mixing, and certainly if you do it with a shinui, it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Kasa Pinkasei de Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It was written in Rabbi Shua ben Levi's notebook. Hai man de b'chad b'shabbos. If somebody's born on Sunday, yegaver v'loichad de b'ei. He's going to be a person that there's nothing, that has only one nature. He wouldn't have another nature. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Mai v'loichad de b'ei. Says the word doesn't mean that he won't have any good habits. Rashi says the Gemara, I was born on Sunday, and I obviously Rav Ashi was a good person. He won't have any bad nature. Ask the Mavomer of Ashi, Anovadimi Bakugusta, having Bakhad Shapsa. I and Dima Baba Kabusa were both born on Sunday. Ana Malach, I'm Talmud Chochem, I was Rosh Yeshiva, who have a Resh Ganvi, and he's the head of the Ganovim. So obviously you can have somebody born on Sunday who isn't that great. Ella, says the Gemara, what it means is, Ikula Lativa, Ikula Lavisha. Somebody who's born that day is either going to be great or he's going to be terrible. Nothing in the middle. Continues the Gemara. Somebody who's born on Monday, Yegava Ragzon, he'll be an angry person. My Tama, Mishum de Fligaba Maya. That was the day that Machloikis, separation came in the world. And that's the day where Kadosh Baruch Hu separated Yoyim Velayla. Haiman, the Belos of Shabbos, somebody who's born on Tuesday, Yegavar Aser, will be wealthy. Zanoihi, but he's going to be promiscuous. My Tama, Mishum de Ivribay Asovim, that was the day that grass was created. And we know that grass grows wild. Another pshat is that by every other thing that was created in the world, it says Liminehu. Everything was stuck to its own min. The Asovim don't stick to their own min. And that's why Asovim are like promiscuous people. Haiman, the Ba'arba Shabbat, somebody who's born on Wednesday, Yagava Chachim V'nor. He'll be wise and he'll be radiant. My Tama, Shundistabe Myrus. That was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put up the sun in the sky. Haiman, the Ba'chamshim V'Shabbat, somebody who's born on Thursday, Yagava Gemel Chasadim. He'll be a person that does kindness. My Tama, Shundistabe Dog in V'Ifus. It's the day that fish and birds were created. And fish and birds are the symbol of chesed, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds them. They don't have another source of food, so they became a source of chesed. High man of Mal Shabbos, somebody that's born on Shabbos, Yegavr Chazer, will be a person that will work a lot. Amar Nachm Yitzchak, B'mitzvahs. What does Chazer mean? Chazer b'mitzvahs. He'll be always busy doing mitzvahs. Haiman de b'shabso, yehei, somebody was born on Shabbos, b'shabbos yomos, will die on Shabbos. Because when he was born, they had to be Mechal Shabbos. So when he'll die, they'll have to be Mechal Shabbos again. So, as the Sefer Chassidim, we know it says, Al Korcha Atachai, Al Korcha Atameis. So nobody has a choice when to be born. So why is he punished if he was born on Shabbos? So the Sefer Chassidim says, if this person would have the proper Schusim, he would have had the schus not to be born on Shabbos. The fact that he didn't have the ability to have the schus not to be born on Shabbos means that he has to, that's why he'll have to be punished that way. So of course, the Shalos Tshuvos Maril asks that we know many people that were born on Shabbos but didn't pass away on Shabbos. So Al Gemara says that that's what happens. So one Teretz he says that just because you were born, the only time it's a problem if somebody was born on Shabbos is if there was Chil Shabbos because of his birth. But let's say there was no Chil Shabbos involved in his birth, then he doesn't have to have a kapara by dying on Shabbos. Other pshat he says is that he did mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs are a schus for him. Or he says that some people die before their time. If they die before the time they were supposed to die, then it doesn't necessarily have to be on Shabbos. Others say that the entire Gemara is only speaking about a person. The Gemara says a tzaddik dies on the day he was born. But that's only a tzaddik. Everybody else dies when a Kadosh Baruch Hu feels he should die. It doesn't have to be on Shabbos. The Sefer Chassidim says, in fact, that the Chassidim HaRishonim Hoyu Mispalim Shilo Yeldu Nishasayim B'Shabbos. The Chassidim Rishonim would daven that their wives should not have babies on Shabbos because they realized that having a baby on Shabbos could involve Chil Shabbos, which they, of course, wanted to avoid. But comments the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Rav Shaila, somebody who was born on Shabbos, the Kaddisha Rabbi Iskri, will be called a great and a holy person. Amar le Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina said to those who were reading this notebook, Puk Amar le Bar Levi, go tell Rav Shub and Levi, loy mazel yoyim goyim. It's not the mazel of the day that is what counts. Al mazel shor goyim. It's the hour that counts. Hai man de bechama, as we discussed earlier in our Masechta, the day is divided into seven different bodies in the sky. There are the sun, the moon, Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. And this seven-hour cycle continues forever like it was for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Says the Gemara, that the hour that you were born has a lot of is affected. That's what affects who you are. It says the Gemara, Hai man de bechama. Somebody who's born in the hour that sun is in control, Yegav Zivson. He'll have a beautiful glow. Yochem Medalei, V'shos Medalei. He'll be able to eat from his own food as the sun gives off its own light. V'rozoi Galion, but his secrets will be revealed, like the sun is revealed to everyone. Imganef, if he'll try to steal, Loi Metzlech, he will not be successful because he can't keep anything hidden. Hayman b'koychav noiga, somebody who's born in the power in the planet of Venus, yigava asoy v'znoyeha. He'll be a wealthy man, but he'll also be promiscuous. My tama shundes elabe nuro, because the Venus is the represents fire, and fire is the fire of the Yetzirah. Hayman b'levona, somebody who's born in the moon, yigava sovamarin. He'll suffer a lot of tzoris, but noy v'sosor. He'll build. And then I'll have to knock it down. Saucer benoy, and then I'll rebuild. Ocha delay delay v'shasi delay delay. Just like the moon doesn't have its own light. Barazak kashyon, but his secrets will remain concealed. Im ganef, and therefore if he's a ganef, mitzlach he will be successful. Haiman de shepsoy, whoever's born in the hour of Saturn, yegaver machshivose batlin. All of his plans will fall apart, because Shabbos means to stop. This the Amri called the Machshavah lebetelin. Whoever will think to harm him, those plans will fall away. Haiman de betzadik, somebody who's born during the hour of tzadik, yegav tzadik will be a tzadik. Amram Nachman B'Yitzchak, what does that mean? V'tzatkem b'mitzvahs. He'll be a person that will be able to do mitzvahs. Hay mandam ma'adam. Somebody's born in the hour of Mars, yegavar ashadamar. He'll be a person that will spill blood. Amar Ravashi, iumna. So he has to work with blood. But since he has to work with blood, he has a number of options. Iumna, iganva, itapchi mala. He could either be a bloodletter, or a thief, or a shaychet, or a moil. Ana, amar Rabba, ana b'madam havoy. I was born in the mazel of madam, and I didn't kill anybody. Arabai man nami anish v'kotel. You indeed are a dayin, and a dayin kills people. So here the Gemara is teaching us the mazel madin is a bad mazel. And therefore, there are those, the Magen Avraham, in Sim Resh Ayin Aleph, Sifkotan Aleph, quotes the Sefer Tikkuni Shabbos, that one shouldn't make Kiddush between the hour of 6 and 7 Friday night, because that's when there's a bad mazel to Klal Yisrael, and like Agamar just said, therefore it's not the right time to make Kiddush, to bring in the Shabbos Kiddush when during that mazel. There are others that have it that say, that's why we say on Friday night, the Bracha Me'ein Sheva Magen Avos after the Shemoneh Esrei Friday night, because that saying Magen Avos is a way to prevent the bad mazel if we're going to say Kiddush at that time. And in fact, I saw that one of the reasons we say Shabbos morning by davening Yosh B'Seser is the perek in Tehillim which is said to ward off Mazikim. That's why Yosh B'Seser is typically said by a Levaya. And therefore, Shabbos begins typically at the time of this bad mazel, we say Yosh B'Seser to protect ourselves. However, the Magen Avraham says, if that's the case, then Friday night, when we say Hashkiveinu, we don't end the bracha the way we end it the whole week. The whole week we end it, Shema Ama Yisrael Lo'ad. And Friday night we say, Froy Soleinu Sukkah Shlemecha. If anything, the way we're explaining now, Friday night is the time that we need more protection than any other time. So he says that there's a difference between Yochin and Rabbim. Shomer Ama Yisrael Lo'ad, a Yochid needs protection. And therefore, as our Gemara just said, there are times that are not so positive. And therefore, you need the protection. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Ama Yisrael Lo'ad. When we're speaking to a Rabbim is different. And therefore, Friday night, when we're davening with Sibur, we could say a first line of Sukkah Shalom Mechab. The Klaus Megareba says that Shabbos is there's no mazel in Shabbos. And therefore, even though during the week we have to worry, as our Gemara just said, at least according to this man, Domer, about mazel madam, on Friday night, there could be a reason, there's no reason to worry about mazel madam. And that's why she says that the Torah was specifically given on Shabbos. On Shabbos, all of these concerns don't really apply, as those who say kegavna Friday night. No, we say kol dinin misabrin minei. All bad things go away on Shabbos. Also, I saw that the Paiskim say that even those who are makbid about this minig between 6 and 7, and the one minig I saw is that if you say avarachmim, that will help, and you can make Kiddush then between 6 and 7. I also saw that if you have guests, the schus of Achnosis Archim, and the fact that you're not going to make your guests need to wait till you make Kiddush protects the person from any bad mazel. And the third thing I saw is that those that suggest that in Eretz Yisrael, where we're under special hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need not be concerned about making Kiddush during that time. Etz Yisrael is lemaila, is above all these things and above all of these concerns. Says the Gemara, Itna, Rav Chanina Amar, Mazel Machkim, Mazel is what is determine how smart you'll be, Mazel Masher, Mazel will determine how wealthy you'll be, V'yesh Mazel Yisrael, Klal Yisrael has Mazel. Rav Yochanan says, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Says the Gemara, V'ozor Rav Yochanan Tamei, Amar Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shei Mazel Yisrael, how do we know that there's no Mazel to Klal Yisrael? As the pasuk says, "Koyam Hashem al derech hagoyim al talamdu." Don't learn from the way of the goyim. Uma'oses hashemayim al techosu. Don't be scared about the signs from the shemayim. Kiyasu agoyim mehema. The goyim need to be concerned. Vehem yechosu. They need to be concerned. V'loy Yisrael, but not Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have nothing to be concerned about. Nothing to be concerned about a bad mazel. Ask Tosfos. But the Gemara says in Masechta Moed Karton, "Bnei Chayim Zoyni Loibes Chusa Talyim Milsa, Abba Mazel Talyim Milsa." So you see that the Gemara explicitly tells us that there is Mazel. So says Tosfos that there is Mazel even by Klal Yisrael, but through Chusim, if a person does something that with Chusim, then that Mazel could change, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Simen Kuf Ayin Tesa Beis, that a person knows that something is against his mazel, he should be concerned about it. V'la yismach al anes. V'af Rav Sova e Mazel Yisrael, says the Gemara, the Rav also holds that there's no mazel to Klal Yisrael. Dom Rav Yudam Rav, Menayin Shei Mazel Yisrael. How do we know that there's no concern for Mazel by Klal Yisrael? Shenemar, V'yotzei Yisrael Echutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu outside. Om Avram Lefen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ben Beirish Yosei, I won't have my own child inheriting me. I'll have to have my Eved yarshing me. So Om Eloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Mlav, Ki Im Asher Yetzim Memecha, your own child will inherit you. Abul Father Banish Lilim. But Stagalti, but Stanakninishali, I looked at my astrology. Ve'ani Roy Lil Hailaben. I can't have children. I'm late same as Stagnina Shulcha. Don't limit yourself. Don't look at that astrology. Shem Mazel Yisrael, my datach. Why do you think so? The Kite Sadik Bemarav, when you were born, Jupiter was on the west, which means that you're very cold. And a very cold person is infertile. I could put you on the other side of the world, on the east side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over the whole world. And therefore, says the Yaris Tavash, now we could understand when the Gemara says, "A Mazel Yisrael," because we all obviously come from Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu was above the Mazel. So we who are all the children of Avram Avinu need not be worried about any mazel. And he says, that's pshat in the bracha that we say all the time. Asher bachu banu mikol amim v'nasu lanu es terasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and said, we are above any mazel and we have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to worry about any bad mazel. And that's why I saw that the Sefer Menachem Tzion explains, the Pasuk says that Avram Avinu said, V'yachshaveh loy tztoka. Avram Avinu always remembered the tztoka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him, that he changed his mazel, that he should be able to have children. The Michtav Eliyahu explains that the definition of mazel is that a person is born with different talents. And when the Gemara says Yesh Mazel or Ein Mazel, means that a person is born with different talents and he has to use the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him to do his Avodas Hashem. And he explains further, sometimes the talent that we're given is not who we inherently are. The talent that we're given is only a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, is only in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve him, but it isn't who we are. Such a mazel, he says, could change. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he made us, is that's the way he wants us to serve Hashem. Sometimes Hashem makes Rechmanus on a person poor, or he makes a person wealthy. It's not just, it's because that's what Hashem saw is the way he should be served by in Ba'anias or Ba'ashiris. The mazel that is what you are can't be changed. The mazel which are only outside circumstances, says the Gemara, can be changed. The Ben Yoyada asks, Avraham Avinu was told that he's not going to have children. So why was he concerned? So says the Ben Yoyada, and this is very much in line with the Yaris Tavash, that it wasn't just that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, of course I can make and I will make that you have children. I'm changing the entire makeup of Klal Yisrael, that you're not dependent on mazel. However, the Gemara says, Masechet Tanis, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, Kshem Shenechnas Av Matan B'Simcha, Kach Mishenechnas Odor Marben B'Simcha. Omer HaPapa, Hilchich Ba Yisrael D'Islay Dina B'Hadi Nochri. If a Jew has a court case, the Shtam Menei Ba'Av D'Rei Mazli, try to avoid having it in Chodesh Av. The Limtzei Nafshi Ba'Adad D'Bari, try to have it in Adar. So the Mefarshim point out that even though our Gemara says Ein Mazel Yisrael, teaches us the Nemuka Yosef, and the Rosh says this as well, that the Halacha of Av and Elul are an exception to this rule. And Av and Elul, the Halacha is, even Klal Yisrael are under the Mazolim and have to be careful about any bad Mazel. Says the Gemara, Ugum the Shmuel Nami Ein Mazel Yisrael. And from what Shmuel taught us as well, we can learn that there's no mazel by Klal Yisrael. Says the brother Shmuel v'Avlat Haviyasvi. Shmuel and Avlat were sitting together. And there were people that were going to the swamp to cut reeds. This person will go and not come back. He's going to be bitten by a snake, and he will pass away. He saw with astrology. Omle Shmuel, Iba Yisrael hu, if he's a Jew, Ozova Asvi, he has nothing to worry about, he'll come back. Ada Ozova Oz, Adi Asvi, while they're sitting there, Ozova Asvi. He was still sitting there. Come Avle Chadilatuna. Avle picked up the pack of reeds he was carrying. Ashke Bei Chivya, he found a snake. The Pasuk Gishtadi B'tarte Guvi. He found a snake that was cut into two pieces. Omle Shmuel, Maya Valta. He asked him, what did you do? Obviously, the snake was coming to attack you. What did you do to save yourself? Amalei Shmuel, Amalei, Koyom Ava Medminen Rifta Bahadi Hadodi Vachlinen. Every day, he said, we put our bread together and we eat it. Hedna Havik Chad Minon to Lavalei Rifta. This today, our group that went to collect the food, there was one person, Nebuch, he didn't have any food to throw into the basket. Have a Kamechsev, and he was extremely embarrassed. Aminalu, I told him, I'm not coming of Aminah. I want to be the one to collect the food today. Kimotalagabei, and when he came to that person, Shavi Anafshi commanded Shkiliminei. He pretended as if he got food from him. In order to avoid this person from becoming embarrassed. Amalei, so he said to him, Mitzvah Kavarata, you did a tremendous mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tztaka. Because you did that mitzvah, Nafik Shmuel v'Davish, Tztaka Taras v'Mavis, v'Loim Misa Mishuna. It could save us from Mavis, and not just from a regular death, El Misa Atzma, from any type of death. Tztaka could prevent us. So Masha asks, how did Shmuel, when he heard this astrologer say that it's dangerous to go there, allow this person to go there? So Masha says, because Shmuel had a Sfek Sfeka. First of all, he wasn't sure if he's Jewish or not. And even if he's Jewish, maybe he'll have a schus. And as we learned in Tosfos, when you have a schus, you have nothing to worry about. So the Re'af asks, but he stole. So that's, yes, he was trying to avoid this person from being embarrassed. But do you allow to steal to avoid embarrassment? So the Re'af answers that it wasn't just that he didn't take from that person. He gave that person share from himself. So therefore asked the Re'af, so this person did a tremendous mitzvah. he saved the person from being embarrassed, and he gave tzedakah. So what's the big chiddush? What saved him? So he answers that when is tzedakah very powerful? When it's matan b'seiser. But here, it's not matan b'seiser. This person who he gave the food for knew what he was doing, and therefore it doesn't have the same power. Says the Maral, why indeed is tzedakah tatzlam mavis? He said, because we know ani chashiv kmeis, the poor person is considered like he's not alive. And when you give tzedakah, you're bringing him back to life. So mida keneged mida, if you're bringing somebody back to life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you life. Kiva nami a mazal Yisrael. From Akiva as well, we can learn there's no mazal Yisrael. So Akiva havelei barta. Rabbi Akiva had a daughter, Amalei Kadei, and the astrologist told him, Hahu yoyma da'ailu lebei garana, the day she's going to get married, tark lechivya misa. She's going to get bitten by a snake and die. Havadiga milsa tuva. And Rabbi Akiva was always very concerned about this. Hahu yoyma shkaltel makanta, on the day of her wedding, she took a pin that she was wearing, and that's the beguda, and she stuck it into the wall. Isrami isa be'ena dechivya, and she not knowingly she had put it into the eye of a snake. The tzafki kishakala, in the morning when she took out the pin, have a kasarach for us chivya basrei. When she pulled out the pin, the snake came out after her. Amalei avua, her father asked her, "Maya vadata, what was your schus that this happened to you?" Amalei, b'panya osa anya kara baba. In the afternoon, before the wedding, there was a poor person who knocked on the door. V'avetridi kol amba sudasa. And the entire family, obviously, was very busy preparing for the wedding. V'leka d'shama. And there was nobody even heard him knocking. Kamina, shagalti l'restani. I got up and I took the portion that I had, the obviously that you gave me to eat, yafter nale, and I gave it to him. Amalei, mitzvah varata, you did a tremendous mitzvah that you gave tzedakah in such a busy time. And therefore, nofak Rabbi Akiva v'dorish, the tzedakah tatsa mimavas, v'loy mimisa mishuna, not just from misa mishuna, does tzedakah have this power, el mimisa atzma, from any type of misa at all. When Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak Nami, can we learn that a mazal Yisrael? Deimad Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak Armalei Kaldoi, the astrologist told her, b'rich gan v'hava, your son is going to be a thief. And she never let him go around with an uncovered head. Amalei, she would tell him, cover your hair, that you should always have Yerushimayim. Wearing a yarmulke is Yerushimayim. Ubay Rachmei, and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Yetzirah shouldn't be able to dominate over you. He never knew why his mother gave him these instructions. Yom Echad, Yosef Kagaras Tusei Dikla. One day he was standing under a palm tree, Nafagli Melei Reshe, and the cloak fell off his head. Dal Enei, and he lifted up his eyes, Chazal Dikva, Alma Yitzre, and his Yetzahara overpowered him, Solak Pasikla Kubra Vishenei. And he took a cluster of dates, which weren't his, because it wasn't his palm tree, and he bit it off. He couldn't control himself. The only thing that was able to control him from doing Aveira is his yarmulke. And I saw that the pasuk says, "Kaiva Yeshua Baroshai," a pasuk in Yeshaya. Kaiva, somebody who wears a yarmulke, somebody who covers his head, Yeshua Baroshai, he'll always have a Yeshua. And the reason I saw that Divrei Shmuel explains, because Yerushmayim, we know, is it says in Pirkei Avos in Parag Gimel, Kol Shirasoi Kedemes Lechachmasoi. The Yerushmayim is more important, and therefore I saw that the Bava Rebbe Zatzal quoted Rebbe Baruch Tam. He says we see that people who aren't necessarily always so makbid in everything are very makbid to wear a yarmulke. Why are they so careful to wear a yarmulke? Because as our Gemara just taught us, Kesei Reshech Kehevelach Emso De Shemaya, wearing a yarmulke is a school for Yerushimayim. And Reshech Chochma Yerush Hashem, the most important thing that we need to be concerned about is Yerushimayim. So we should wear a yarmulke to make sure that we have Yerushalayim, which is what Ein Lo Elokei Shebaruch Hu Ve'Olamai Ela Oitzah Shel Yerushalayim Bilvad. Moreover, the Taz says that apparently in those times wearing a yarmulke was only Midas Chassidus, but nowadays that is the mark of a Jew, that a Jew wears a yarmulke. So somebody who doesn't wear a yarmulke is following the Chukas Ha'akum, because it's a Jew always wears a yarmulke. So the Mashah asks that his mother also told him, "Boy Rachme, daven that you shouldn't have the Yetzirah dominate over you." Asked the Mashah, "Didn't we learn the Hakol B'day Shemayim Chutz Miyirushamayim?" So he says, from here we say that even Yerushamayim, if a person davens for something, he will have the siyata, the shmaya, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will hear his tefillah forever he is davening.